day in the life of the branch, the end of love on earth. Resurrection, soar like Jesus. Can I get a quick soaring praise for the resurrected Jesus? Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome. I'm Richard McWhite, pastor of Ridge Branch Baptist Church. It's a new day and a new month of faith and encouragement here at the branch. We look forward this month to the greatest celebration in Christianity. That is the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. March 2024 will be an exciting time together. I hope you enjoyed the extra 24 hours you received of life the last Thursday in February, this leap year 2024. We're excited about the church here at the branch, and we begin our excitement each Sunday morning at 9:45 with Bible study, and then at 10:30, a worship center explosion of celebration as we gather to worship there. We hope that you will soar with us in the month of March and be present at the church. But on Wednesday nights at the branch, we have our time together with adults and students and children. We start out in the worship center at 6 p.m. with a time of musical praise and worship. And then we have a time of prayer and Bible study. And then afterwards, we have a music activity for those who like to sing and perform in our services. We have a rehearsal after that, so come and join us for that if you're musically inclined. We meet at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. We have also full range of age groups for you when you come. May God bless you, and may you have a wonderful March 2024 as you worship the resurrected Jesus this month. Let's pray. Father, I feel like that love has left the building. Oh God, I feel like love has left my life. Father, people today are feeling a loneliness of love. They feel a lack of love in their marketplace experience. Perhaps a lack of love with people around them. Perhaps a lack of love in the family and a love even for you, oh Lord. Life seems to be sour instead of soaring. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? Help me, God, to put my hope in you. Help me soar again with my Savior, Jesus. I am raging, Father, with the unfailing love of failure. Father, I do not know how to handle it. I pray that you will help me in my discouragement. I pray that when I cry, you will hear. I pray, God, that the love that you gave us will be real in my life today. Help those who feel like love has left them too. And Father, give us courage to know what is coming and who is coming and when you're coming and why you're coming to settle the sourness that is in our human life. Father, bless us today as we journey forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's message is the end of love on planet Earth. The end of love on planet Earth. Well, preacher, what? Love is ending? Well, I think you would agree with me that for the most part, finding love on planet Earth is getting more and more difficult. So I'm just going to go straight to the end here. The end of love on planet Earth. Turn with me to Revelations, the book of Revelation, which John gets an experience of out of body, out of mind, into a spiritual world where we have never gone. And in that world, we see where he lays the foundation. He lays the foundation for several things. First, the love for God and the love for others. He does this through a very eloquent messages, multiple messages of seven messages in total to the churches of Asia Minor. And I'm reading out of Revelation 2, 1 through 7 right now. It says, write the letter to the angel of the church of Ephesus. This message is the one who holds the seven stars in the right hand and who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know all the things you do. I have seen your hard work and your patient endurance. I know that you don't tolerate evil people. You have examined the claims of those who say they are apostles but are not. you have discovered they are liars. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. And John is setting up the message here, the church really giving them a way to go, church at Ephesus. Way to go, guys, way to go. And I want to give you that way to go if you're in the process of loving each other, as Jesus instructed us to do. Way to go, way to go. Then the mood changes. Are you around anybody that their mood changes? Well, of course we are. We may be around ourselves. Our own moods may change from time to time, and we feel sometimes that, what was that? Why did I say that? Why did I do that? Why do I feel this way? And those moods change from time to time in anybody. And listen to what he says about this. But I have this complaint against you. And the beauty of that is that somebody tells you what they're complaining about. You know, I hate the people that come to me and say, I don't like what they done to me. Well, what did they do to you? Well, I just don't like what they never say what they've done to them. It just, but God is straightforward. He loves you so much, he wants to know. He wants you to know what the problem is. Listen, but I have this complaint with you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. You know, when you first start dating and you're all googly about the person and you fall in love and you're married and, oh man, woohoo, it's exciting. That was the first time I loved, but I tell you, that was out of sight, out of this world. And it is somewhat similar to our love for others and love for Christ. That sometimes we get gung-ho at first, and then we, after a period of time of problems, of suffering, of pain, of lack of getting things done, we become cynical and we become loveless. And these people in Ephesians, same way. And he says, goes on in verse 5, look how far you've fallen. Look how far you've fallen. How far have we fallen away from the love of God? Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. Turn back to me and do the works you did first. What was he talking about? First of all, in this foundational love piece, love for God, devotion to God, worship and praise, and obedience to his commands, all that takes place if you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Hey, you can do that here at Reds Branch. Come and love God through the worship and Bible study that we have. And then the second part of that foundation is love for others. The compassion and empathy you have for others, forgiveness and reconciliation you have for others, serving and helping one another, all that is a part of loving others and love your neighbor as you love yourself. We refer to the Matthew 22, 37 through 39 as the passage of the great commandment. Jesus said we are to love one another. So this is all a part of the ending of love on planet Earth. And how does that relate? Well, as you know, we are not doing what we're supposed to do in loving God and loving others. And listen to what he has to say about what happens if you don't. If you don't repent, this is God telling us now, not me. If you don't repent, I will come and remove your light from its place among the churches. Has the light went out in your heart, and it's just the spirit of moving forward for Christ and telling people about Christ, has it left your heart entirely? And I would say that the majority of Christians, they have the evangelism of sharing Christ is not top priority in their lives. We must repent of that and must get back on board with that, telling others about Jesus. If you'd like to do that, by the way, we have Splash of Faith on Monday nights at 6 o'clock. We'd love to have you participate in sharing Christ with others in the neighborhood. May God bless that. Secondly, this love ending on planet Earth comes out of Revelation 3:19. Revelation 3:19. Now, John is listening to the Spirit telling him about the church at Laodicea, in this church here, it says this, starting verse 16, "But since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. You say I'm rich, I have everything I want, I don't need a thing. And you don't realize that you're wretched and miserable, poor and blind and naked." In other words, this pride got a hold of this church. Pride got a hold of this church. It needed a healing from within. It needed to be broken relationships healed, emotional wounds healed, spiritual emptiness healed. And look here, verse 19, "I correct and discipline everyone I love. So be diligent and turn from your indifference." How do you do that, Pastor? Well, this part, love's restorative power is threefold in restoring. Listen carefully. Hope and joy. God's love gives us hope and joy. God's love gives us purpose and meaning. And God's love gives us faith and trust. That, my friend, will help you soar in 24. If you want more in 24, that, my friend, will help you read Revelation 3:19. Be diligent and turn from your indifference. Then finally, love's eternal impact. And lots of times when we read Revelation, we think of eternity. And so I'm going to go there because love on planet Earth has ended now. Listen to Revelation 21. I'll start with verse 1 through 4. "Then I saw a new heaven and new earth. For the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone." Man, you know, 2/3 of the planet Earth is made of water, right? All gone, all gone. "And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, 'Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them and they will be his people. God himself will be with them.'" In our key verse, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes." Every tear. "And there'll be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." So love's internal impact can be shared with others. Listen, my friend, love's influence on others, sharing the love of Christ with others, needs to be done. Inspiring others to love and serve needs to be done. Leaving a legacy of love and kindness needs to be done. Because the reaping of that is the reward in heaven. What are those rewards in heaven, you may say? Well, I've got 3 or 4 of them here. Eternal joy and peace. Eternal joy and peace. Fellowship with God and believers. And then finally, as love has ended on planet Earth, listen to this third one. Experience the fullness of God's love. The fullness of God's love. My friend, do you want to experience the fullness of God's love today? If you do, simply confess Jesus as Savior and Lord. Trust in God with all your heart. Ask him for forgiving your sins. Make him known that he has risen from the dead and he lives in your heart, and he can. How do you do that? Well, pray with me this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you prayed this prayer, God heard you and he saved you. He gave you eternal life. He gave you the love of God's fulfilling love. I personally want to welcome you to God's loving family as you soar in 24. We'd like to know of your tremendous and wonderful decision by going to redsbranch.org, and on the landing page there, fill out the form recording your decision for us. You can also rededicate your life or join the great work here at the branch in the area of Aiken, South Carolina. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to send a praise report or prayer request, perhaps a gift to this ministry, you can do so by mailing this to the following address: Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Again, that address is Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Thank you for listening today, and take God's love and soar in 24. Thank you for listening.